Electric Studio. Check us out online at 1037thebuzz.com and throw us a follow on Twitter for instant reaction at JustinAcree7 and PatBradley22. Now, back to Justin Acree and Pat Bradley.
Welcome back to Oaklawn Park. There are two kinds of people in this world. People who enjoy coming to Oaklawn Park and losers. I enjoy coming to Oaklawn Park, especially when Pat Bradley's here with me. You know, buddy, I don't know how I survived all those months without you. It's so good having you back. Oaklawn's not nearly as much fun without my buddy, the Shooter.
Ah, buddy, good to be here.
Even the corned beef tastes better, right?
Oh, you have no idea, Jeff Money Taylor. And, of course, when you're here giving us picks, that means there's more corned beef in my future,
there's
my man.
By the whole brisket.
Yeah, right.
Because with me pointing at picks, we usually end up,
doing pretty good.
Well, living with a hot dog sandwich. Because can't eat too much corned beef if you're losing all the time. I need Jeff's help. So for the folks out there like me who need your help, we're going to get to that in just a moment. It is a great weekend. I like to go overview first and then get more specific. We get an extra stakes weekend as if we needed it. I mean, our extra stakes race this weekend with the King Cotton being moved off of last weekend. You know, this is our third year, I think, doing Oaklawn Race Day. We had never missed a day because of weather.
Yes. And
that was the first one.
It was, and, it wasn't for lack of trying. I just said hill outside my condo. I said when I called you last Saturday morning, it was hill 3 and car 0 as it was around most of the state. So
My wife was worried. I was curled up in the fetal position weeping, and she's like, what is wrong? Mike, no Oaklawn Race Day today.
Oaklawn Race Day. But anyway, it's certainly what we lost last weekend we're more than making up for this weekend. That holiday Monday, of course, with the Southwest. As I was telling you a little bit earlier, Justin, 11, it looks like right now, three-year-olds in that mile and a 16th test, a grade 3 that will garner a few points toward the big dance, the Kentucky Derby, and maybe the Arkansas Derby as well later on this spring. Good-looking race. We'll talk more about it, obviously, on Oaklawn Race Day tomorrow. But 11, maybe 12, and top to bottom, one of the better preps we've seen in the country anywhere this year.
All right, well, let's get into it today. And again, I do want to remind everybody, we've got two stakes races tomorrow. We've got the Biocoa Sunday.
Yes, and that's Don't Tell Sophia, the big crowd favorite, mare that looks so good in winning earlier this meet. She'll try to run her streak to 2-for-2. She loves this racetrack. The crowd loves her, and Sunday's going to be a special day as well.
All right, well, looky there. We're going to get a little open action. Matty T's on top of things. I don't know if you know this or not, Money, but Pat actually has a trademark on your name. We weren't allowed to call you Money until Pat came back.
Good. So I won't tell the Oaklawn Anywhere site that then.
Well, luckily.
Or Sync Magazine. I noticed they threw that in there as
I
well.
I haven't seen this yet. I heard you were in there.
Yeah. It was very flattering to be asked. They interviewed Chris, the elevator operator close by here. Frank, of course, up in the announcer's booth. A couple other people around the plant. And it's a good piece. It really was.
They need to talk to Charles over here, the guy. I mean, buff a hole on your shoe. I mean, the guy's unbelievable.
He'll buff anything up.
Pigskin, talk to me. I mean, did the guy pull your mic down there? I know you're still finishing off your corned beef. Did the guy do a great job?
He's a shoe genius.
He is. He's taking it to the next level.
He's the boot whisperer.
I can see that shine all the way to Malvern.
You really can.
He's the shoe master. He don't be tickling or nothing.
I mean, you got horses, you got corned beef, you got clean shoes. What more did the people want?
Exactly.
He got everything.
He doesn't buff horseshoes, though. He only buffs human shoes.
Well, the horses haven't come in here. If they did, he'd help them.
Yeah, oh, no doubt. I'll tell you right now, if I walk in and there's a horse sitting in that chair getting his shoes buffed, I'm freaking out. All right.
Well,
let's get to it.
Okay, yes, and I thought the early segment, the early show this morning, we kind of had a little roundtable, Terry Wallace, myself, and the ever-present Sheikah Bismarck, and we had three races. We each picked a horse and had 9 different horses. It's that kind of car today. And I think you need to be a little patient, maybe wait for some price. We had the favorites go down one after the other yesterday. It looks like it may be that kind of week. But no short price favorites anywhere on the card today. And I started out with an 8-to-1 proposition on top in the opener. Number 3, Back to Gold. Taking a little shot here. I think the race has enough pace to set it up for his late running style. Third start back off a layoff for Back to Gold. And that oftentimes will provide a peak effort from a horse that's been off for a little while. So let's go to Back to Gold at 8-to-1. That's certainly a square price. Second chase will go to the outside horse, number 9. That would be Blessed Moon. Also a little bit of a shot here at 9-2. Nothing wrong with an $11 mutual on the Blessed Moon. Hard-earned victory last time out from off the pace. And, again, plenty of early lick in there to set the race up for somebody to come get that speed. And I think that horse is indeed number 9, Blessed Moon. Double numbers, 3 and 9. Let's move now to the featured race on this Friday afternoon as we head into the big weekend. Good-looking group assembled here in this non-winners of two other than allowance. Number 3, Call Pat, gets the nod here in the 8th at 4-1. Huge effort off the shelf last time out. He's only going to have to really repeat that effort, I think, to come get him again afternoon. And Call Pat.
All day.
Call Pat at 4-1. That's the 3 horse in the 8th as our feature play. We'll go back to the third race for our Buzz long shot selection. It's a good-looking horse called Is It True Ma'am at 10-1. Came running last time out after really taking the overland route. Quite a bit of ground he squandered by going 7 wide out of the turn. Changes barns into this. Former training champ Alan Milligan now will send him out, and that is It True Man, the 7 in the 3rd as our Buzz long shot play of the day.
I like it. Tell me a little bit about this Call Pat character.
Well, it's certainly going to have to have
it's a horse.
It's a horse.
It's got hair on it.
One
four legs.
Time
and, fast.
What color this guy going to wear? Do we know?
Let's see. I got the silver. We talking about program here.
The horse is number 22.
Is he going to wear green?
A strange
red?
Irony.
He can't go to his left. That's all I heard.
It says Call Pat.
Tough on it, which is tough for a horse.
Check
really
this out.
That. Hey, big guy.
Call Pat moved to the outside and wood down entry-level allowance rivals in his seasonal debut. An upset winner is fortunate to land an unusually soft second-level allowance field.
Oh, he's going to smash him.
Going to be wearing green silks. Do you like the color green?
Oh, that's lucky color. Are you kidding me? He's Irish.
Luck of the Irish.
The planets
Boston.
Of a line. The planets of a line.
The Celts.
How about this guy, Burza? Is he pretty good?
Yes. He can horseback. He sure can. Doesn't get the credit that he deserves. Just a blue-collar rider that wins his more than his fair share.
Oh, blue-collar rider on green silks. You can't go wrong, big fella. He's in 5th place currently in the jockey standing, so not a bad bet at all. He's got himself 8 wins. Make it 9 with your horse, my man. So.
Hey, Justin, what if there were a horse called Better Call Saul?
No
would
question.
Would you like it?
No doubt about it.
I would, too.
I wouldn't celebrate with a big meth party, I can tell you that much. Hey, Money, what do you think is harder to handicap, horse racing or curling?
Ooh. Ew. I still don't get the curling thing.
I don't either.
I caught myself watching it the other day and just was mesmerized by it. I don't know what it is. I liked shuffleboard as a kid. You know, we've all played on the cruise ships, et cetera, and that's the closest sport, I guess.
Well, now they got the bar version.
Yeah. So, I've played that with the sawdust down on the long table. So it is challenging, you know, and you got to respect those guys. I mean, they could pluck a fly off, I guess, at 50 paces on that thing. But it's a big, heavy stone that goes down the ice, and people are sweeping. So go figure.
I don't know how you know how much to sweep. It's really weird to me. And I saw yesterday this guy from Russia. He was trying to avoid hitting one of the stones, and he ate it. And he went head first into the ice. I was like, dude, sucks to be you.
Have you seen the Russian curler, the female?
Now this
she's like the most beautiful woman in the world, supposedly.
Really?
Yeah, she's
the most beautiful curler?
No, I mean, like, for everybody. You know, I forget her name. It's something,
I don't know.
Something Russian.
She's going to have
to do
something.
It ends in OVA. So, yeah.
She's going to have to do something to step over Sharapova in the mix.
No, she's better looking than Sharapova.
Oh, yeah, we all know curlers are way hotter than tennis players. That's standard fare.
I'm just telling you.
So, by the way, the horse again, what is it? Call Pat?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, but only if you're really good-looking curler, please. So... And then he'd be happy to give his number out.
Anytime, especially today. How convenient.
I'm all for it. What about the Southwest? We're going to have the hopeful field here in the next, I guess, before we go off the air?
Yes, we should have an overnight. I'll try to drop one off on the way over because they're coming out of the entry box now. No real surprises in there. Louis Flower, the horse that I like, is coming off that springboard mile victory. He's in it. Of course, Strong Mandate, the very highly regarded Dwayne Lucas trainee, is also going to go. 11 of them, Tanzanite Cat, the winner of the Smarty Jones, is back. Horse that I particularly like and are interested in is Fire Starter, a Steve Hobby trainee that's going to be a huge price. Had a tough trip in the Smarty Jones. I think he's going to appreciate a little bit more distance, get him to relax a little bit. Coastline, who was the favorite in Smarty Jones, he's back. Bourbon Eyes, that's Terry Wallace's big 3-year-old selection early in the season. He's going, so a great, great field assembled.
What about your Smarty Jones pick? Is he in the field?
No, he worked actually between races yesterday. He was on the bubble, but trainer Chris Hartman elected to pass this race a little bit close, and with the training that they missed, he was going to really point that one toward the Rebel, I think, is where we'll see him next.
What was his name? Bob, Sven,
Walt,
Bill?
Walt.
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 I knew it was something like that. We did have a guy call earlier and asked about Strong Mandate. And obviously when Dwayne Lucas is your trainer, you know, certainly you're going to get a lot of attention. What's your take of this horse?
He looked really good. I mean, a jury was kind of out, but really – really put me into that camp was that nice half mile work that he very easily half mile work that he worked last weekend, 50 and change, but did it like a good horse should. Very professional. Obviously, he's got the pedigree, the connections, all systems are go. But you never know. You know, it is his first start of the 3 year old year, and that is the telling one. So we'll see come Monday. But good betting race. Should be a great betting race. I think the public's going to have to settle on somebody in there to make the favorite. Could indeed go to strong mandate, but even him at 5-2, 3-1 will be, I think, a square price.
What's the plan for you and Mrs. Jeff Taylor tonight?
Actually, we are going to the Elks Lodge for Stakes Night. Mm. We actually did all of our celebrating Wednesday. That was a day off for both of us. So
okay, what'd you do Wednesday?
We went to Red Lobster.
That's and, private.
He's out to dinner all the time. This guy's going willy-nilly all the time. Seafood Wednesday
among the people.
So you're doing surf and turf just on separate nights.
Indeed. But, yeah, we did have a very pleasant evening Wednesday and did a little shopping. That was her big Valentine's gift from me to delegate 2 hours out of my afternoon. And
that's
instead of picking horses,
well, you delegated 2 hours, but how much money?
Don't ask.
Well, my wife's going to get a peanut butter and banana sandwich and a bag of Lay's, so I hope she enjoys it.